Najemel, Naja Zarbout, Othman Taleb, Rania Werda, Samir Marklouf,
Nadia Zahri, curator of the Med in Peace exhibition, calls up on stage the 32 painters whose work she selected for a rare event outside of their home countries, largely Tunisia, Syria and Iraq. They form a lively and big group on stage at the opening of the exhibition at the Saint-Martin Contemporary Art Centre in Montélimar, a town in the south of France. The organisers aim to show a less well-known side of Tunisia's creative talent to people in France on the other side of the Mediterranean. To do this, they chose one theme: peace. Some works express the opposite side of peace: conflict, violence and oppression. Some, quite simply. Faten Gades is a photographer who's worked in Paris, photographing residents and shopkeepers in the Goutte d'Or area in the north of Paris, amongst other things. She also works with other media, as she chose to do for this exhibition. Some visitors don't notice her work spread on the floor of a room where the dominant colour is white. Gades has marked four corners of a square with white tape. Within the space, she's placed a white shroud whose folds surround a dove, olive branch in beak. Faten Gades.
As you get closer, you realise that this dove shape is made of barbed wire. The dove is sort of imprisoned in this metal thing and simply placed on the ground and facing downwards. Obviously, it's sadly symbolic of the world in which we live, where everything is deteriorating. I wanted to make more out of this object so that this classic peace symbol could show what I feel today, because I feel that peace is in danger today. Given what's going on in the world, what affects the entire world, not only us in Arab countries. So it's a small gesture of what we can all feel as citizens of the world. I'm a citizen of the world. I don't belong to a country or to a religion. Art is universal.
About 100 works are to tour 9 towns and cities from Clermont-Ferrand to Villeneuve-les-Avignon to Marseille and Lyon over a period of 2 years. Thomas Verbinski is co-curator of Med in Peace and curator at the Saint-Martin Art Centre. He said he couldn't refuse an art project which is in aid of peace. He also feels strongly that French museums should show these works as a tribute to the Bardo Museum in Tunis, which was attacked last year. He says the layout of the exhibition will present a different challenge in each place and will create different connections among the works, but that, like in Montélimar, they should not conflict.
No artist should have a larger presence than any of the others in any one room. We want to create balance and a discussion. Each step of the journey will give a fresh reading of the exhibition. Nowhere else will we have 11 rooms and 900 square meters like we do here. We will have to review the dynamics at every stage.
Dalel Tangour is a photographer and sculptress from Nabeul in Tunisia. She says her work expresses freedom, anger against exploitation and hardships in the world around her. Her installation for the Med in Peace exhibition was inspired and created in the aftermath of the attack and the hostage-taking at the Bardo Museum last year, when some 20 people were killed and works of art damaged.
It's an installation that I made on the 18th of March, 2015, right after the events. I went immediately to take this one photo because I'm a photographer. It's a photo of the first statue which was hit by the terrorist bullets. This event touched me very deeply because it's the symbol of the history of my country, of all its civilizations, Roman, Ottoman, like the architecture of the museum itself. The Bardo Museum was highly symbolic for me, and so I felt that the violence went beyond that caused by the bullets and the victims.
Tangour applies the science of her art, which adds layers and angles and feeling to her work. She uses a lot of transparency, light and shadow, mainly black and white. Her technique can make it seem like a different piece depending on the source of the light, natural or artificial, for example. The impression it gives alters depending on where you stand.
By May, the hardest thing was how to go from that violence to the aesthetic dimension of the work. So I kept this one photo, made copies, and developed them on transparent paper, and made this kind of skeleton or frame. Then I asked a friend who's an optical physicist what happens when there's a projectile and shards. What happens to the light trajectory? He talked about a centre and an epicentre. So with a friend who works with light, I thought about this installation, about being divided and redivided and fragmented, and about being in shifting shadows and shade, and about being a shard in relation to a centre. My work is called The Ogre's Joy, and in Arabic, Kabus el-Ghul. Kabus means nightmare, and Kabus el-Ghul here in Tunisia also means toffee apple, the ones children eat at festivals, on fairs and so on.
Changing expressions of identity are one of Mouna Jamal Siala's concerns. She questions what she sees as drastic change in the past 5 years in her country, where many women, young and old, have started covering their hair and even their faces in public, at least in Tunis, from what she sees. She exhibits a series of self-portrait photos joined in pairs like the royals on the pack of playing cards. She's also made a video installation where her face and neck are gradually blacked out, like they are in the photos. And step by step in the film, at the same pace, the black paint skin covering disappears. It's called le sort, or fate.
Since 2011 and 2012, the women put a scarf on her head. It's a new look for Tunisian women. That's why I question the identity. Why women put this scarf and different way to put it? From where comes this dress, this idea? Is it to be free or to close? What will be our fate with the revolution, with l'obscurantism? How it will be in years to come?
Your video actually is you wearing a black dress which has a sort of semi-transparent top part.
It's a self-portrait, and I don't wear a scarf. I draw it on my face with the black pencil, gradually be black and return to the white, because I don't want to be under a scarf, really. I'm on black, but we can look my eyes, my mouth, my nose, but it suggests the burqa. And when it's self-portrait, I can understand more. I ask the question and I have the answer.
What did you feel when you were doing this?
When I do the work, I was strong. But when I look the video after, I cry.
I'd like to tell you about the work of all 32 artists in the Med in Peace exhibition, but I've run out of time here. You can catch their work in one of the exhibitions in the south of France over the next 2 years, this July, for example, in Villeneuve-les-Avignon during the Avignon Festival. Just a word from Samir Maklouf, who was an architect and is a writer as well as a painter, and whose works are full of colour and imagination. You can invent your own story around them. He says he tries to achieve the peacefulness of childhood in his paintings.
Deux personnages dans sur une ville imaginaire qui est suspendue. Bon, on sait pas en fait si elle flotte ou si elle est suspendue, mais une ville assez légère et flottante.
There are two disproportionately huge characters sitting on the roofs of a group of tower blocks in an imaginary city. The buildings have no roots and are either suspended or floating. Maybe they'll move because they're light. The space is very light. One of the two friends is strange and tender. He has a peaceful look. He or she is fishing. The other looks at his or her friend affectionately. Anything could happen, be fished or not. I've written a text next to each painting to help visitors understand. Somehow I think it would be wonderful to get close to the capacity children have to be peace itself. Actually, it's not something they even think about. It's so obvious to them. The notion of peace, the sense of what peace is, doesn't even exist for them. And it would be so wonderful to even come close to that.
N'existe pas tellement ils en sont loin, et ça serait magnifique d'arriver même à s'en approcher un peu.
The exhibition is at the St. Martin's Centre there until May the 22nd. My thanks to all the artists in Made in Peace, and thank you for joining me, Roslyn Hyams. Until next time, goodbye.